This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Two French military personnel were killed while on an operation in Mali on Saturday when an improvised explosive device destroyed their armored vehicle. According to a statement from the French presidency, a third soldier was injured in the blast, which took place in the Tessalite region of northern Mali. The blast occurred as Mali's military junta began talks with opposition groups on its promise to hand power back to civilians. The summit was originally planned for last weekend, but was called off at the last minute after a quarrel between the military and the June 5th movement, which spearheaded the protests that led to the ouster of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. Thousands of women marched through the capital of Belarus on Saturday, calling for the resignation of the country's authoritarian president, Alexander Lukashenko. University students also took to the streets of Minsk to demonstrate against the detention of classmates during the wave of protests that have gripped the country for 4 weeks. For the first time in the weeks of demonstrations, supporters of LGBTQ rights appeared with rainbow flags to join the women's march in Minsk, an indication that Lukashenko's opponents are becoming bolder. Although same-sex activity was legalized in Belarus in 1994, stigmatization of it is strong, and authorities have not allowed any LGBTQ organization legal registry. Hundreds of people showed up in the center of Rome to demonstrate against the Italian government's measures to counter the spread of COVID-19. With nearly 1,700 more cases reported Saturday, Italy has now confirmed more than 276,000 coronavirus infections in the pandemic. This is VOA News.